Mr. Vice President, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it's my honor to address this August gathering and share the strides that the Gambia has made in advancing education, promoting gender equality, and ensuring inclusivity for all in our education system. As my previous colleagues have said, over the years, the Minister of Basic and Secondary Education of the Gambia has implemented several policies and initiatives to create inclusive, human rights friendly, and equitable education system. We remain steadfast in ensuring that every Gambian child, in respect of gender, ability, socioeconomic status, has access to quality education. To combating discriminatory practice and promote the rights of women and girls, the ministry has worked with many other stakeholders and conducted community sensitization, engaged on issues such as early marriage, forced marriage, harmful practices like FGM, among others. The ministry also established some initiatives such as re-entry policy to ensure that girls that dropped out from school are re-entered into school and provided financial assistance to be able to facilitate their learning. This has brought in a lot of girls back into the schools. There is also an initiative like called SIG, meaning School Improvement Grant, providing fees to girls in very remote areas of the Gambia and ensuring that they are also provided not only with the fees, but even clothing, among others. We also provide some PPEs for girls who observe their menstrual cycle. We work also with female lawyers, Think Young Women, Network Against Gender-Based Violence, Women's Bureau, among others, to sensitize communities and ensure that no child is left, particularly the girl child. In addressing gender-based violence and harmful practices like FGM, the ministry has developed gender training manuals for teachers and conduct ongoing trainings, including annual trainings for new teachers. Adopted comprehensive sexuality education, now referred to as comprehensive health education, to provide students and teachers with accurate information on sexual and reproductive health. It established a reporting mechanism of all cases of gender-based violence in schools, where school heads report incidences to the regional gender focal points, who will in turn report to the head office and appropriate actions are taken. There is a strong thank by the ministry that if a teacher is involved in any form of sexual harassment or gender-based, the teacher is outrightly dismissed. In recognizing the rights of children with disability, the ministry has concrete steps to ensure inclusivity in the education system. A policy on special needs education is being developed and incorporated into the national education policy to cater for every child with disabilities. A new-fledged functional directorate for special needs has been created for the first time and has all officers in the entire regions of the country. These officers provide special assistance to children with special needs of all forms, including disabilities, hard of hearing, mental health, among others. The ministry continues to promote human rights through human rights-friendly clubs in schools, supported by Amnesty International, to ensure that equality, dignity, and justice among students and teachers are ensured. Policies encouraging girls' education, including free education, is also institutionalized to support the girl child. Mr. Vice President, despite these progresses made, there are still some challenges. And however, we are determined to address them with the support of our partners, including UNICEF, the World Bank, the civil society, to ensure that we provide more support, training of teachers to be able to handle specifically mental health issues, among others. The Gambia continues to be committed to ensuring that significant progress in creating a more inclusive environment and equitable education system is achieved. Thank you, Mr. President.